Today, the Biden administration is expected to announce more ways it will hold Saudi Arabia accountable for the 2018 killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Avril Haines, the director of national intelligence, issued a declassified report on Friday and said Saudi Arabia's crown prince was responsible for the killing of Khashoggi, who was a U.S. resident. Haines has been in her position for over a month now, overseeing all 18 U.S. intelligence agencies. Greg Myrie, NPR's national security correspondent, joins us now with the latest. Welcome.
Hi, Tanya.
So, Greg, Haines sat down for an interview with you and NPR's Mary Louise Kelly on Friday, just as this declassified report was released. What's been the impact of that report so far?
Well, you know, I really can't think of a precedent like this where the U.S. government is openly accusing a leader of an ally nation that he's responsible for a high-profile killing. So it's a clear message that the Biden administration is going to take a different approach towards Saudi Arabia, a U.S. ally for generations. Already in the first little over a month, Biden has canceled arms sales to Saudi Arabia. He's pressing the Saudis for a diplomatic solution to the war in Yemen, where they're deeply involved. Now, some critics say he should be doing even more than that, that he didn't specifically impose any sanctions on the crown prince. And that debate will carry on. Still, this is a very significant move.
The January 6th attack on the Capitol has sharpened this focus on domestic terrorism. And Mary Louise Kelly asked Haines about this threat. Let's listen.
Do you think domestic terrorism is now a greater threat than international?
I try to resist comparing them, to be honest, but I think there is no question that the domestic terrorism threat continues to be just increasing challenge for us. And certainly the racially and ethnically motivated violence that we're seeing is increasing. And we've seen that from the intelligence community over the last few years. I think quite some jarring reports that demonstrate that.
And so she's absolutely right. This will be challenging. Her office, the Office for the Director of National Intelligence, was set up after the 9/11 attacks to fight al-Qaeda. It's very outward looking, and along with the CIA and the National Security Agency, they're scanning the globe for these foreign threats. It's really not geared for domestic extremism. And so she made the point that the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security would be taking the lead in these domestic threats, and that her office can certainly assist, and that most threats these days do have a transnational component, both a foreign and a domestic element. But clearly, the writ large, the U.S. Security agencies are going to have to adapt if they intend to focus a little more on domestic threats.
Haines is leading the Office of National Intelligence following a volatile 4 years during the Trump administration. And she says she actually has a message she wants to send to the intelligence community. Let's listen.
I want you to know that I'm not going to be in any way retaliating against you if you don't tell me what I want to hear. And you have now a president who very much wants to hear what you have to say, regardless of whether or not it's consistent with his particular policy views or any of those things.
What did Haines say about how intelligence had been politicized under the previous administration and how Biden's approach will perhaps be different? You've kind of been speaking to this.
Right. I mean, we pressed her. She didn't give specific examples, but she said there was political pressure taking place. The former president openly criticized intelligence officials when they didn't agree on his preferred narrative on events about Russia in particular. We saw these public contradictions where officials could get fired. And the Biden administration is trying to make the point right now that, in fact, they would they welcome points of view that may not agree with President Biden's view on things, that there should be this open discussions. So that's something she's going to emphasize, and we'll just have to see if that's what indeed happens.
Yes, a lot to follow here. Avril Haines sat down for an interview with NPR's Mary Louise Kelly and Greg Myrie on Friday, and you can hear that full conversation on All Things Considered. Greg, thank you so much.
My pleasure.